It's Hidden Gems on MyFM, and today we're speaking with Andrew Bennett, one of the youngest entrepreneurs in the town of Gananoque. Andrew, thanks again for joining us here on Hidden Gems on MyFM. First of all, we want to ask you what it is that you do.
So me and my brother sell honey and lip balm, and we just sell at local craft fairs and markets and stuff.
You know, a lot of challenges face our youth of today, and Andrew, I wanted to get your opinion as to what do you think some of the challenges that youth of today do face?
Well, I think some of the challenge facing youth today is that they're not looking for opportunity. They think, and even when an opportunity does arrive, they don't want to take it because it seems too risky and it's too hard of work to do.
You know, starting your own business, at your age is obviously very tough to do. I'm sure you've had a lot of support behind you through the time that you've been running your own business. What have been, who have been actually some of your influencers through your journey?
So my biggest influences were my two older sisters because they're babysitting and making tons of money. And so that's what urged me to start my own business with my brother to sell honey. And over the years, we've included lip balm, Wickedly Awesome Bee Balm, and even herbal tea.
You know, Andrew, no matter what age it is, it seems like starting your own business is not an easy thing to do. You've obviously been able to do it and do it very well. What would you say to somebody who would want to try starting their own business at your age or maybe somebody a little older than you?
Well, advice that I would give is to seek opportunity and go to local craft fairs and markets to see how other people sell their products and look at their pricings so you know how to relatively price your things.
You know, your brother and your sister and yourself seem like you three of you have a lot of plans for the future. What are the plans going forward? Do you look to continue this business and grow it, or is there something different down the line that you want to do?
Well, in the next 5 to 10 years, I see myself in college or university, getting a business degree and then starting a business in trades. I would start in trades because there's always a need for them. There's never going to be time when you don't need people in the trades.
Right. Andrew, it's been a great time sitting here chatting with you, and best of luck to you and your family in the future, and thanks again for joining us here on Hidden Gems right here on 99.9 MyFM.